One Woman, One Love, the brand new single from Melbourne's Calliope and the Blues Messengers, and the second single from their forthcoming album. I don't know anything about that, but we are in luck, because joining me on the line is Calliope Stavropoulos from Calliope and the Blues Messengers. Cal, how are you?
Well, thanks, Steve. Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am fantastic. Not too shabby for an old bloke, as I like to say. I love this single. For mine, it's got a much harder edge than the previous record. Why did you do this song?
Well, I love the groove. I was really inspired. Lots of reasons, actually. I was talking thematically regarding the story of the song. I was really inspired by a colleague of mine, Christina Minetta from Culture Combo. And she released a video, One Woman, One Day. And I thought, oh, gosh, that was something like that. And I was really inspired by that. And then when I was exploring with some lyrics about one love at the time, I was really inspired by another woman colleague, friend of mine, Ellie, John Durr's partner from Embass. And she had written a lovely post about John having filled her cup. And so I was really inspired by the, you know, women, the love of our art, and also the commitment and so forth. So I really delved into that, and I'm feeling a lot more love and inspiration since for this whole album, in fact, and that the launch of the Caged Bird Sing, I think, reflects that. It's really like an open door. It's opening a new path and opening a light and an avenue to celebrate life and love and so forth. So that's what the theme of the song was inspired. It's very communal, very collegiate in the fact of that I was inspired by my women colleagues around me. And then my band inspired me with their groove, particularly the shuffle. So I really wanted to celebrate this, get a particular shuffle sound happening, which I really feel that is captured with the walking bass, which we don't do a lot. It's the first one that we released of an original piece, the walking bass line with that shuffle, you know, with the upbeats on the hi-hat. And then, of course, being supported with the piano on those hi-hats as well. So that's the essential groove. And then hollering with a celebrative style. I was really inspired by early works of B.B. King with his hollering vocals on and so forth. So that's what I really wanted to do with this one as well. There you have it. I think that's almost like a music review for you, in a sense.
Yeah, dissected it down to the nth degree.
I do things like that, I'm afraid. Yes, a little bit of overthinking things at times, but I guess it gives you a detailed answer.
So you're launching it on the 13th of next month at the Q Courthouse in Melbourne?
Yes.
What's the story?
Well, the Q Courthouse is a beautiful auditorium. They've started doing some regular performances in there, and I'm really thrilled to be performing there. We expect to be performing there on a frequent basis, you know, and so forth. So I thought it'd be an ideal place to launch this single. And what I want to do, it's the ideal venue for what I want to explore, is some visual effects and also some tactile effects in the auditorium and even sensual effects. So, you know, without sort of, you know, smoking out the auditorium or anything like that, burning some, you know, sensual oils and having, you know, some, have a bit of a theatre experience. And that's the perfect, I mean, and the acoustics there have been done, it's been overhauled. So that'll be perfect because we've spent a lot of time with, you know, the post-production on our sound and so forth. You might recall with how the Caged Bird Sings, we end that with a clarinet solo, where the whole band fades out while the clarinet sort of sings on.
But yeah,
things like that I really want you'll be able to do effectively at the Q Courthouse. Most other venues, like, and we did do it live at the festival, but you'll be able to feel that at the Q Courthouse, and that's what we want to do at that particular show. It'd be a real sort of auditorium concert, which we're really thrilled about. And then there'll be a wonderful interlude in between the two sets, which we hope to mingle with people and have merchandise for them to look through and share with them as well. So and meet people that come to see the performance.
Well, if you're in Melbourne on the 13th of February, get yourself to the Kew Courthouse. That sounds amazing. Kel, I understand there's an album in the works. What can you tell us?
Well, I can't tell you much other than, but I promise I will, because, no, look, the sound sonically is going to be on par with the, I feel that the sonic sounds of these two records that you, How the Caged Bird Sings and One Woman, One Love, have a particular standard that we've risen to, and that certainly will be consistent through this album. There are a few new songs, as you've experienced already with these two, and new instrumentals that we're adding. There are a couple of reworks that we're putting in there since we've been touring them and so forth. So it's going to be a fresh, and that may involve, because there is some interest as far as distribution and so forth, that may involve bringing down the previous versions and so forth. So have a listen to The Devil's Voodoo Curse. That's the hint there. what else did I tell you? That we tracked it all in one day, the album at Woodstock in Balaclava. Here, I quite like that. We'll do that again for the next recording, and also some other projects that I may be producing as well. And then I do the post-production at Sean's Highway Number 9 studio, O'Sullivan's surname, at Highway Number 9 in Croydon. And that's what I can say. The title of the album, I can't quite say that at the moment. I've got a working title, but I don't want to push that just yet. Thank you, Steve.
Okay. Is there a time frame?
As far as when the album is going to be released?
Yeah, when should we start getting excited?
Well,
the correct answer is now.
Thank you. You should. Actually, that's fantastic. Thank you for that. So I was actually thinking literally of the answer. Our publicist team are wanting a few singles to come out. And then, you know, there's also... It will be possibly ready around March, at the end of March, but we probably will release a third single instead of the album. Just so, as far as the album itself, we're looking at probably mid to second half of the year. That's probably the best I can say on that at the moment.
Mm. Okay. Well, Calliope Stavropoulos, thank you so much for speaking with us here at Jump Children.
No, thank you. And all the work you do supporting us, I really appreciate it. And your wealth of knowledge in your shows are really exciting and diverse and wide of vast in scope as well. So thank you so much with everything
Stop
you do, Steve, as
well. Stop it. I'm not
going to
fit into my headphones.
You're great. No, thank you so much.
Let's go out with a song that was nominated for Best Song at the 2025 Victoria Tasmania MBAS Awards, How the Caged Bird Sing. Jump Children, check it out.
Feels warm. When my ears showed me how day. Maya showed me how the caged birds sing. I started to live again. Broken few. Oh my Lord, come bless the broken few. The devil's voodoo curse baptized blues. Weary blues been hollering damn news. Weary blues been hollering damn news. Loaded gun, a bullet maybe two. Rich relations lining up heirlooms. Rich relations lining up heirlooms. Paid to share it off and shut the muse. See the sun go down beneath the moon. See the sun go down beneath the moon. Liquor spilled, blind the neighborhood.
Devil's voodoo curse baptized.